This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Abiraz. Active ingredient, S. aripiprazole. This leaflet provides important information about using Abiraz. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Abiraz. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Abiraz? Abiraz contains the active ingredient aripiprazole. Abiraz belongs to a group of medicines called antipsychotic agents which improve the symptoms of certain types of mental illness. Abiraz is used to treat symptoms of schizophrenia. Schizophrenia is a mental illness with disturbances in thinking, feelings, or behavior. Your doctor may have prescribed Abiraz for another reason. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Abiraz has been prescribed for you. There is no evidence that this medicine is addictive. This medicine is available only with a doctor's prescription. Abiraz is not recommended for use in children under the age of 18, as safety and efficacy have not been established in this age group. What should I know before I use Abiraz? Warnings. Do not use Abiraz if you are allergic to aripiprazole or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Symptoms of an allergic reaction include rash, itching, or hives on the skin, shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or other parts of the body. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you have allergies to any other medicines, any other substances such as foods, preservatives, or dyes. Do not take Abiraz after the expiry date or use by date printed on the pack. If you take this medicine after this date has passed, it may not work as well. Do not take Abiraz if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. In this case, return it to your pharmacist. If you are not sure whether you should start taking Abiraz, talk to your doctor or pharmacist. Check with your doctor if you have any other medical conditions, especially the following: a reaction to some medicines with a sudden increase in body temperature, sweating, fast heartbeat, muscle stiffness and fluctuating blood pressure, which may lead to coma. This reaction is called neuroleptic malignant syndrome. A reaction to some medicines with abnormal movements of the tongue or other uncontrolled movements of the mouth, tongue, cheeks, or jaw which may progress to the arms and legs. This reaction is called dive dyskinesia. Low blood pressure. Problems with your heart or blood vessels. Epilepsy, seizures, or fits. Problems with your esophagus, food pipe such as difficulty swallowing. High blood sugar or diabetes mellitus. Alzheimer's disease or dementia. Alcohol or drug abuse or dependence or a history of one of these. Venous thromboembolism, or are at risk of venous thromboembolism. Have a history of, or are at risk of sleep apnea, a sleep disorder, where your breathing is interrupted during sleep. Lactose intolerance. Take any medicines for any other condition. Insert specific precautions relevant to the medical condition. Tell your doctor if you have past experience of excessive gambling. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Your doctor may advise you to avoid alcohol as it can magnify the side effects of this medicine. Aripiprazole may cause sleepiness, fall in blood pressure when standing up, dizziness and changes in your ability to move and balance, which may lead to falls. Caution should be taken. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you start taking Abiraz. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Abiraz is not recommended for use during pregnancy. If you need to take Abiraz during your pregnancy, your doctor will discuss with you the benefits and risks of taking this medicine. Babies exposed to antipsychotics, including aripiprazole during the third trimester of pregnancy, are at risk of experiencing shaking, muscle stiffness, difficulty in feeding and/or withdrawal symptoms. These symptoms may resolve spontaneously or require additional medical treatment. Talk to your doctor if you're breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. It is recommended that you do not breastfeed while taking a BRAS, as it may pass into the breast milk, and therefore there is a possibility that the breastfed baby may be affected. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with the BRAS and affect how it works. These include medicines used to treat brain disorders such as anxiety, depression, mood swings, epilepsy or seizures, Parkinson's disease, or insomnia. Medicines used to treat high blood pressure. Medicines used to treat fungal infections. Medicines used to treat heart rhythm disturbances. Medicines used to treat bacterial or viral infections. A medicine called cyclosporin, Nyaral, Sandiman. A medicine called cimetidine, Magical. These medicines may be affected by BRAS, or may affect how well it works. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. Eating grapefruit or drinking grapefruit juice may affect how a BRAS works. Your doctor and pharmacist have more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while taking this medicine. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect a BRAS. How do I use a BRAS? How much to take / use? Unless your doctor gives you other directions, you should take a BRAS only once a day. A BRAS tablets should be swallowed whole with a full glass of water. Follow the instructions provided and use a BRAS until your doctor tells you to stop. A BRAS helps to control your condition, but does not cure it. Therefore, you must take a BRAS every day. Improvement in symptoms may take several days to some weeks to occur. Even if you feel better, do not stop taking a BRAS, unless your doctor tells you to. When to take / use. Take a BRAS at the same time each day. Taking the medicine at the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help you remember when to take it. It does not matter whether you take a BRAS with or without food. If you forget to use a BRAS should be used regularly at the same time each day. If you miss your dose at the usual time, follow the instructions below. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take it as soon as you remember, and then go back to taking your medicine as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose that you missed. This may increase the chance of you getting an unwanted side effect. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you use too much a BRAS, if you think that you have used too much, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Centre Australia telephone 1-3-1-1-2-6 for advice, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using a BRAS? Things you should do. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, remind your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking a BRAS. If you are going to have any kind of surgery that needs a general anesthetic, tell your doctor or dentist that you are taking a BRAS. Keep all of your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Call your doctor straight away if you become pregnant while taking a BRAS. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist that you visit that you are using a BRAS. Things you should not do. Do not give a BRAS to anyone else, even if their symptoms seem similar or they have the same condition as you. Do not take a BRAS to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not stop taking a BRAS or lower the dosage, even if you are feeling better, without checking with your doctor. If you stop taking a BRAS suddenly, your condition may worsen. Do not take more of this medicine, and do not take it more often than your doctor has ordered. Make sure you keep cool in hot weather and keep warm in cool weather. A BRAS may affect the way your body reacts to temperature changes. It may prevent sweating, even during heat waves. You may feel dizzy or faint if you are too hot. To stay cool in hot weather, try to do the following. Wear light clothing. Spend time in air-conditioned environments, or keep windows open and use electric fans. Drink plenty of water. Take cool baths or showers and avoid hot baths and saunas. Try to restrict exercise or heavy work to cool parts of the day. Driving or using machines. Make sure you know how you react to a BRAS before you drive the car, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous. If you're dizzy, or lightheaded, or not alert, a BRAS may cause some people to become drowsy, or less alert than they are normally, or cause lightheadedness, dizziness, or tiredness. If this occurs, do not undertake the activity. If a BRAS makes you feel lightheaded, dizzy, or faint, be careful when getting up from a sitting or lying position. Standing up slowly, especially when you get up from bed or chairs, will help your body get used to the change in position and blood pressure. If this problem continues or gets worse, talk to your doctor. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Be careful when drinking alcohol while taking a BRAS. Your doctor may suggest you avoid alcohol while you are being treated with a BRAS. Looking after your medicine. Store a BRAS in a cool place where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. When to discard your medicine. If your doctor tells you to stop taking this medicine, or the expiry date has passed, ask your pharmacist what to do with any medicine that is left over. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. A BRAS is generally well tolerated and the side effects are often hard to distinguish from disease symptoms. It is important to tell your doctor as soon as possible about unwanted side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do? Gastrointestinal related. Indigestion. Vomiting. Constipation. Pain related. Headache. Chest pain. General well-being related. Insomnia. Lightheadedness. Drowsiness. Agitation. Anxiety. Inability to sit or stand still, restless movement of the arms and legs such as tapping, marching in places, rocking, crossing and uncrossing the legs. Feeling dizzy especially when getting up from lying or sitting position. Altered or increased sexual interest. High blood sugar, excessive thirst, hunger, and weakness, or the onset or worsening of diabetes. Weight gain. Weight loss. Loss of appetite. Excessive sweating. Drowsiness. High blood pressure. Difficulty swallowing. Hiccups. Nausea. Infection related. Frequent infections such as fever, severe chills, sore throat, or mouth ulcers. Bleeding related. Bleeding or bruising more easily than normal. Speech related. Speech disorder. Bladder related. Urinary incontinence. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Pain related. Muscle pain, muscle weakness, or muscle stiffness. Painful irreversible erection. General well-being related. Seizure, fits, or convulsion. Fainting. Abnormal movements of the tongue, or other uncontrolled movements of the tongue, mouth, cheeks, eyes, or jaw which may progress to the arms and legs. Sudden increase in body temperature, sweating, fast heartbeat, muscle stiffness, high blood pressure and convulsions. Disorder of body temperature regulation resulting in low body temperature or high body temperature. Yellowing of the skin and or eyes, also called jaundice with or without nausea, vomiting, loss of appetite, feeling generally unwell, fever, itching and dark colored urine. Allergy related. Rash. Allergic reaction, rash, itching, or hives on the skin, shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or other parts of the body with or without fever. Inflammation related. Inflammation of the pancreas, severe upper stomach pain often with nausea and vomiting. Infection related. Serious lung infection with fever, chills, shortness of breath, cough, chest pain and blood streak phlegm. Bladder related. Difficulty in passing urine. call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Mental-related thoughts, or talk about death, or suicide thoughts, or talk about self-harm, or doing harm to others, any recent attempts at self-harm, an increase in aggressive behavior, irritability, or agitation. If you, or someone you know, is showing these signs, contact your doctor, or mental. Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor, if you have obsessive, recurring thoughts, or behaviors, or trouble controlling impulsive urges, or while taking a beraz. Obsessive compulsive behaviors, feeling the need to check things repeatedly, or having certain thoughts repeatedly, gambling urges, sexual urges, compulsive spending, binge, or compulsive eating, and other urges have occurred in some patients. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. While taking a beraz, some elderly patients with dementia have suffered serious side effects such as a mini stroke, stroke, pneumonia, or heart problems. These serious side effects can be life-threatening. Do not be alarmed by the following lists of side effects. You may not experience any, or only some of them. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What a beraz contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Aripiprazole. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Sodium starch glycolate type A. Microcrystalline cellulose. Lactose monohydrate. Hyprolose. Magnesium stearate. The following colorants are also present in the tablets. 10 mg. An. 30 mg tablets iron oxide red. 15 mg tablets iron oxide yellow. Potential allergens. A beraz contains sugars as lactose. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What a beraz looks like. A beraz 10 mg tablets are pink, oblong, biconvex tablets. The tablets are debossed with ARZ and 10 on one side. Ostar 1, 5, 9, 5, 0, 3. A beraz 15 mg tablets are yellow, round, biconvex tablets. The tablets are debossed with ARZ and 15 on one side. Ostar 1, 5, 9, 5, 0, 6. A beraz 20 mg tablets are white, round, biconvex tablets. The tablets are debossed with ARZ and 20 on one side. Ostar 1, 5, 9, 5, 0, 5. A beraz 30 mg tablets are pink, round, biconvex tablets. The tablets are debossed with ARZ and 30 on one side. Ostar 1, 5, 9, 5, 0, 4. Who distributes a beraz? Alpha Farm Pty Limited trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond. 30 to 34 Hickson Road. Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in July 2, 2022. A beraz is a Viatris company trademark. A beraz_CMI/JUL22/00.